coyote speaks of the last days of life. Everyone tells stories on me. Wherever I go, I hear that I did this or that or the other. But these stories are never what happened. They're what somebody wanted to have happen because one of the people was making a story and a lesson had to be put in. I would tell the people this. I would tell them that I created myself long ago in the time of the coming out of the earth. I would tell them that I am not a rascal. I'm not a wrongdoer. I'm not a mischievous person. What am I? I'm not an animal. I'm not a god. I'm a storyteller. Sometime in the future, the world will come to an end. Again, it has happened before. I can see clearly. It will happen again. I tell you that I will be around while some of you will not. As I see it, I will be doing what I always like to do. I will be scrounging. Now, because there is no essential difference between past, present, or future, I will say this to you now. It is the way it happened, the way it will happen, and the way it happens. I am down at the dump, rummaging. I don't know how much is left of that world that you called yours over the horizon. It went white and red last night, and it was like the time of the great flood. The bands of color across the sky, the colors of the four directions, like the sacred shells and stones of the universe, red coral, black coral, white abalone, turquoise. I saw the lights go off and on, and I knew you were at it again. This is what gets me angry. My reputation. Always being ruined by the things you do that you decide to blame on me. It is easier that way, I suppose. Well, go ahead and do what you please. You will anyway. I see the end of the world. I see it coming. I know it won't end. I know I make it up. I know I am the storyteller of it. I know you did it. I know you did it with your dumps and your sirens and your two thick, sick concentrations of your kind. With your living on top of yourselves, with no room to breathe. And the things that don't taste good anymore. But I keep eating because that's my job. And the air I used to breathe that was good, I breathe now and it's bad. You, with your smokes and your hoax and your words. You who said everything was all right when it wasn't. I'm the deliverer of these truths now. I know what I say is true, since you have always appointed me head man. You wouldn't have my stories without me now, would you? So I go into town, knowing that you won't be there anymore. I walk up the main street, I step into a tobacco store, and there being no one present to say yes or no, I go behind the counter and I pick out the most expensive cigar in the world, the day of the end of the world. Everything smells different now, but the smoke is good. I don't have anyone to talk to but Cockroach. He was around in the old days when you said I started the first hullabaloo, But he didn't talk much then, and he talks even less now. Now I go into the best Western store in town, and I pick out the best Western suit. My cigar is half-smoked. Well, my pants are a little baggy. I have big, fat thighs and skinny little calves. But the jacket looks great. I walk out into the plaza. I smoke down my cigar. And I look for Badger. Badger will revel. Badger will drink juniper wine. Oh, but Badger's not here anymore. There's only so many cockroach. So many cockroach crawling, crawling all over you. And the rain that comes so soon, the winter wet rain of a summer noon, rain so soon, and the wind so soon of a winter thunder, hard cloud, summer noon, rain, wind, thunder, thunder of thunder, again, so soon, the end of time, the beginning of time. I wear my new suit out into it. Badger will see me now. No, there is no Badger. There's no world for us to revel in anyway. No one to see me in my new Pendleton suit. No one to see my winter felt Stetson hat with two ear holes cut for my big listening ears that always made you laugh. No one to see me clown for a long, long time. For a too long, long time. For days to come and days to go by. No one to see me. No one to see me laugh or cry. If you want to get right down to it, that's what rankles my furry ass. No one knowing me in my own hometown. No one knowing poor old Coyote on the last day of life.